Next, we're going to report on one congressional seat, one race that could help determine which party controls the House after November. It's in eastern Iowa, where Republican Mike Whalen and Democrat Bruce Braley are fighting for that seat. And with less than 4 weeks to Election Day, the national parties are pouring money and manpower into the race. The question is whether any of it's making a difference. NPR's David Green introduced us to this district a few weeks ago, and he's gone back to file this report.
Let's play Who Deserves a Pay Raise? Today's contestants on my left, a hotel clerk who works long, hard days.
What you're hearing is an ad attacking the Republican candidate in Iowa's 1st District.
On my right, Mike Whalen, a wealthy hotel and restaurant owner who's made millions. But guess what? He's against raising the minimum wage for working people.
Nobody in Iowa paid for this ad. It came direct from Washington.
Paid for by the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Here's another ad, just as nasty, going after the Democratic candidate.
Bruce Braley has been called a peace candidate by the Communist Party. Bruce Braley, endorsed by ultra-liberals.
And listen to who produced this.
The National Republican Congressional Committee, paid for and is responsible for the content of this message.
This is a pivotal race when it comes to the direction of Congress. It's an open seat, one Democrats see as a potential pickup. They only need to grab 15 seats to take over the House, so the national parties have kicked into high gear. Last month, the GOP's Congressional Committee spent a quarter of 1 week's advertising money to go after the Democrat in this district. But the parties haven't just hit the airwaves. They're sending in manpower. Well, lady power.
I'd like to introduce the First Lady of the United States of America, Mrs. Laura Bush. Thank
you. In downtown Davenport, Iowa, Mrs. Bush told supporters that Republican candidate Mike Whalen
cares deeply about the people of this state.
And that he
learned the value of having a job when he was 14.
And if Iowa voters make him a congressman, Whalen, of course,
will support President Bush's tax cuts.
Vice President Dick Cheney has also been here to campaign for Republican Whalen, who's never run for office before. Braley, the Democrat here, is also a political newcomer. He's had some big names drop in from his party, many of them potential presidential hopefuls who might want to be getting their name out in Iowa anyway. John Edwards has been here, and recently the candidate gave this introduction.
Now, please give a warm Iowa welcome to my new best friend, Senator Barack Obama.
The senator from Illinois came to the front of an elementary school gym in Davenport and made a lot of promises.
We'll lick envelopes. If we got to make phone calls for Bruce Braley, then we'll make phone calls. If I've got to come back to Iowa to campaign for Bruce Braley, I'll come back to Iowa.
Out in the audience, Helen Hart was very excited about this visit.
I am just enamored of Barack Obama.
But what exactly does a visit like this do?
It helps to energize us, and particularly the people that think that maybe their one vote doesn't count so much.
Indeed, for both parties, a primary goal in these important races is getting their faithful to the polls. The National Democratic Party just hired a get-out-the-vote specialist specifically for this race, and both parties expect to dispatch more troops in coming weeks. At a bowling alley in Davenport called Bowl Moore Lanes, Bill Hoper was getting ready for a big night in the local men's league. He's been following the congressional race and says he'll likely vote Republican. But he's not moved by big names coming through town.
If President Bush showed up in Davenport to campaign for Whalen, would that make a big difference for you one way or the other?
No, it just mean it'd be more work for me. You know, I work in the elevator industry.
And whenever someone important stays at a hotel overnight here, Hoper gets called to fix the elevators so they don't stop on secure floors. He says he does like President Bush, but
to come here out of his way to campaign for something like that takes away from his job that he has to do in Washington. I gotta go bowl.
He should probably get his bowling in while he can. Given the revolving door of political luminaries, he'll likely be called in to secure an elevator or two soon. David Green, NPR News, Davenport, Iowa.